Hi, this is Eddie Floyd, and I am here right now with Catherine Echeverria, and we are talking about Forsyth Cancer Care Center and the fact that, Catherine, you absolutely look healthier than I do. I understand that you have cancer. What form of cancer do you have?
I have lymphoma.
Is this your first visit to Forsyth Cancer Care Center?
Yes, it is.
Since this is your first visit, I'm going to assume that the first thing you did was went through genomic testing.
That's correct.
Catherine, let me tell you, you look wonderful. How do you feel?
I feel perfectly fine. I've never felt this good, and I'm on my third week of my treatment.
How did you first learn about Dr. Forsyth and Forsyth Cancer Care Center?
I first heard about Dr. Forsyth. I have a friend that lives here in Reno, and he was diagnosed last October with lymphoma. And I was diagnosed this January of 2016 with lymphoma. So he called me, and I told him my situation, and he told me that I should definitely come and see Dr. Forsyth for at least a second opinion, and I did. And I loved what Dr. Forsyth's protocol was going to be for me, and I said, this is the place I want to be cured.
One of the things that I keep hearing over and over again is that, you know, and the doctors say this, the nurses say this, the staff have even said this, you know, they do the work, but they feel very spiritual in the fact that God does the healing.
I'm a very spiritual person, and I feel they're correct in feeling that God does do the healing.
You know, Forsyth Cancer Care Center, one of the only places on earth where God is one of the doctors.
And I concur with what you've just said.
I want you, from a scale of 1 to 10, we're going to rank the staff, then the nurses, and then the doctors. So let's start with the staff on a scale of 1 to 10.
I feel that the nurses were at 10 or 11. They're just fabulous, supportive,
wow.
Sensitive. They were great.
That's the first 11 I've got out of 10. How about the doctors and the way you were treated?
I felt that they were like a 12. I mean, Dr. Forsyth couldn't be nicer, sensitive, supportive. You just felt that this is where you wanted to be, and you wanted him to help you.
If I ask you to become an ambassador for Forsyth Cancer Care Center so that if you ever learn of a family member, friend, or an associate who is diagnosed with any form of cancer, this is exactly where you would send them.
You are completely correct. This would be the first place I would insist on it.